It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Michael Jackson's former security guard, Bill Whitfield, he is talking, and he spent 2 years with him. He just actually wrote a book about his time with Michael, and he told a podcast that the pop superstar was absolutely heterosexual.
Definitely women. We've had some conversations. We've talked about women. We've had conversations, whether we've been, plenty of times we've taken some long drives, and we would talk about women that he found very attractive. We've had enough conversations to know he's into women. Bottom line, I mean, I would know.
The new bachelorette, Hannah B., or as I like to call her, Alabama Hannah, talked about what she's looking for in a man.
Oh man, gotta be good looking.
Hey. Gotta be good looking.
But just a good human, good heart, kind, strong. But ultimately, I want at the end of this to know that they know me and know every part of me and not just some version of myself that I like package together and it's like, do you like this? And I think I've done that in the past.
Right.
But the good and the bad, and I want that in return.
One of my favorite celebrities to follow on Instagram right now is Jessica Simpson, and she shared a pregnancy photo on her Instagram on Monday. The 38-year-old captioned the photograph of herself in a bikini, Jess Station. She is awaiting the birth of her third child with her second husband, retired NFL player Eric Johnson, and she is not having an easy time of it. It's just like a big photo of her and like her stomach, and she's, you know, Jess Station is what you say when you're pregnant, but she put Jess, like J-E-S-S. She is so funny to me. She's just not having a great pregnancy. She struggles with that. She's battling insomnia. She's had severe acid reflux, bronchitis, back pain, and anxiety. Yeah, recently she shared a picture of herself holding on a... Recently, she shared a picture of herself holding on to a broken toilet seat, and she wrote, warning, don't lean back on the toilet when pregnant. I mean, she's just like one of the best people to follow on Instagram because she's so real and just self-deprecating, and I just love that in a celebrity. And this is my favorite story of the day. The Playboy Mansion is said to be haunted by female ghosts 2 years after Hugh Hefner's death. An ex-girlfriend of Hefner's claims that she's encountered spirits in the hallways of the Holmby Hills property. Various people have claimed the mansion is haunted over the years with reports of scantily clad female ghosts and the spirit of an older man haunting its hallways.
The spookiest moment at the mansion probably was we were just hanging out, watching TV, talking, and all of a sudden, out of the corner of our eye, we saw a woman standing in the doorway between my bedroom and the closet restroom area.
Coming up in less than an hour, we will get into Alex Trebek and his health update.